Hi, boys and girls. You're just in time. Just in time for what? Well, do you like stories? Okay, then we'll tell you a story. I'm Uncle Charlie, and this is Children's Bible Hour Story Time. Our story today, written by Agnes Livesey, is entitled Baseballs and Rose Bushes. Bobby never thought of himself as a thief, or a liar either for that matter. He just thought it stupid not to help himself to what he wanted, even though he might have to lie about it. One day, Bobby and his sister Sally went with their mom to the neighborhood supermarket.
Now remember, kids, I don't want you wandering around the store. Stay with me so that when I check out, you'll be right there to help carry the groceries home.
Okay, but let's hurry. These places are dull.
I'll get the cart.
Oh, Mother, look! They have baseballs. Can I get one?
You don't need another one.
I have only one baseball, and I left it at Aunt Mildred's. It's not doing me any good there.
You'll just have to wait until you get it back.
But, Mother, she lives so far away. The summer will be half over before we go there or she comes here.
Well, I had to wait when I left my doll there. I didn't get it back until Aunt Mildred brought it.
Oh, dolls, you can get along without them.
Quiet down, Bobby. Reach a box of soap for me. There, that's it. Now, let's see now. We need a coffee and cereal.
I'll go get the cereal, Mom.
All right, but get something everybody likes.
Okay,
I will.
Oh, Mother, you know he'll only get what he likes. I'm so tired of eating the same old thing.
We'll see what he brings. If it isn't something we all like, we'll put it back and find something else. Right now, let's take a look at the meat.
Here's your change, ma'am. Thank you. Now, do you need help carrying these?
No, thanks. I brought my help. Here you are, son. Can you carry this one? And, Sally, I think you can manage this, can't you?
I guess so.
You kids run along home. I have to stop at the dry cleaners to pick up your dad's suit.
Okay, Mom. Bye.
Here comes Mrs. Blake. She's such an old grouch.
Bobby, if you don't stop saying things like that about people, you're going to get yourself into trouble. Besides, half of the time, you're the one who makes them grouchy. No wonder they get mad when you act the way you do.
I suppose Mrs. Blake is always nice to you.
Well, I get along with her okay. I try to treat people the way I want to be treated.
That's the difference between you and me.
Shh, be quiet. Good morning, Mrs. Blake.
Good morning, Sally and Bobby. Oh, say, Bobby, I found a baseball in my yard last evening. Did you happen to lose it?
Oh, yes, I did.
But, Bobby...
I'll just bring it over this evening. I'm glad I found the owner. Goodbye.
Bobby, how could you lie like that? You know that isn't your ball.
So what? She doesn't know whose it is. It's a sure thing she can't use it, so I might as well have it.
You're gonna get caught for telling lies. Just wait and see.
Tell me how. Whoever threw that ball into Mrs. Blake's yard isn't gonna go and ask her for it. If they were, they'd have done it by now. So who's gonna know or care?
But you're always lying.
I'm not either. Anyhow, if I do decide to tell a little white lie now and then, what does it matter as long as it doesn't hurt anybody? You worry too much.
Thanks for putting the groceries away, kids.
That's okay.
By the way, Bobby, what kind of cereal did you get? I don't even remember seeing any when we checked out.
I didn't see any either.
What kind did you get, Bobby?
I didn't get any. I was still looking them over when Sally came after me.
Then I guess you'll have to run back to the store and get some.
I'll go, Mom.
That's fine. Here, Bobby, you take your father's suit and hang it in his closet.
Okay.
Mother, I hate to tell you this, but Bobby's been lying again. When we were coming home, Mrs. Blake met us. She asked Bobby if he lost a baseball, and he said he did. She found one in her yard, and she's bringing it over tonight.
Well, he certainly can't keep it. I'll have to talk to him about lying again. You run along, Sally.
All right, Mother. I'll be back soon.
Mother, is it all right if I go to the park now?
In a little while, Bobby, but first sit down for a minute. I want to talk to you. I understand that you've been lying again.
Sally's a tattletale.
She's worried about you, son, and I am too. Lying is a very serious thing. The ball Mrs. Blake found in her yard is not yours. You know that because you left yours at Aunt Mildred's.
I don't know what you're so upset about. Mrs. Blake found a ball, and she doesn't know whose it is. What's wrong with me having it?
But you said it was yours, and it isn't. Taking what isn't yours is stealing. Bobby, you've asked Jesus to come into your life, haven't you?
Sure.
Well, you know what God says. Thou shalt not lie. As a Christian, aren't you ashamed to lie the way you do?
Well, I just don't see where I'm hurting anybody. I figure I might as well have the balls to let Mrs. Blake keep it.
Bobby, one thing's for sure. You can't go on this way. Either you change your ways, or something will have to be done to change them for you. And you will not be keeping that ball.
Hi, Daddy. Did you have a good day? Did you work hard?
Well, hi, Sally. Yep, I worked hard and I had a good day besides. How about you?
Not bad. I worked hard, too.
Mm.
I went to the grocery store twice, and I helped Mom make supper.
Well, good for you. Is Bobby home?
Yeah, he's washing up for supper.
See who's at the door, Sal, okay?
Oh, hi, Mrs. Blake. Mother, Mrs. Blake is here.
Coming. Hi, Nora. Come in and sit down.
Good evening. I've come to see Bobby.
How are you, Nora?
Quite well. Here's the boy I want to see.
Hi, did you bring my ball?
Yes, I did. But why didn't you come and get your ball after it came into the yard?
Well, you see, I didn't know it went into your yard. I just threw it, and I wasn't sure where it went.
I'm afraid that I can't believe that. Bobby, when your ball landed in my yard, it broke one of my best rose bushes. When you saw your ball come into my yard, it was your duty to come and see if any damage had been done. You may have your ball back
when... Bobby, you must explain to Mrs. Blake. You know that's not your ball.
I beg your pardon? Why, I asked him just this morning if it were his, and he admitted it.
But I know that it isn't his, Nora. He left his ball at his aunt's house last week.
Say, that's right. What made you think this could be your ball, Bobby? Did you forget about leaving it at Aunt Mildred's?
Well, I see how things are here. The ball belongs to the boy until you find out it has damaged something. Then it isn't his.
Wait a minute. That isn't so, Nora. I'm sorry Bobby said the ball was his, but it just isn't true.
Well, I am simply amazed. You claim to be Christians. You even teach Sunday school. I suppose you teach other people's children not to lie. Why, you're just hypocrites.
I'm sorry you feel that way, Nora. Let me try
to... I'll keep the ball. It might be cheaper for you to buy your boy another ball than to replace my rosebush. But believe me, I'll let people know just how deceitful and dishonest you are.
Nora, if you'll just... Well, Bobby?
I don't know what to say.
Son, this lying must stop. And it must stop right now.
Can you still say it doesn't hurt anybody?
No, I feel so bad about it all. I never thought it would hurt you, but she accused you of lying. I feel awful.
I think we all do, because yes, you did hurt us. We're being blamed for your sin. But even worse, son, you hurt the name of the Lord. How sad he must feel.
I'm so sorry about it all. How can I ever make it right again? What can I do?
Well, son, if you'll confess your sin to God, he will forgive you. Then with his help, you can overcome this bad habit of lying.
I think you need to see what you can do to settle things with Mrs. Blake, too, don't you?
You mean like go tell Mrs. Blake the truth?
That's what I mean. She may not believe you, but perhaps if you pay for her rosebush and let her keep the ball, it would help. What do you think?
Oh, okay. That'll be hard, though.
Yes, it will. But you can do some extra chores to earn money for the rosebush.
All right. I just hate to even face her, but I'll do it. Oh, I hope I never tell a lie ever again, and I'm gonna ask God to help me.
Oh, be careful, little Tom, what you say. Oh, be careful, little Tom, what you say. For the Father up above is looking down in love. So be careful, little Tom, what you say. If you have named the name of Jesus, if you're known as one of His, remember that the world is watching to see how your victory is. What you are, speak so loud that the world can't hear what you say. They're looking at your walk, not listening to your talk. They're judging from your actions every day.
Listen to some good verses from the practical book of Proverbs that go well with our story today. You know, Bobby didn't think it was bad to steal something and then cover up that sin with the sin of lying. But what does Proverbs have to say? Chapter 6 tells us about seven things God hates. You know what the first three are? Verse 17, a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood. So a liar is as bad as a murderer. Wow. Proverbs chapter 12. The 22nd verse, lying lips are an abomination to the Lord. One more verse from Proverbs, chapter 26, verse 28. A lying tongue hates those who are crushed by it, and a flattering mouth works ruin. And of course, the third chapter of James has a great deal to say about how bad our tongues can be, starting at verse 6. The tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell. No man can tame the tongue. It's an unruly evil full of deadly poison. And of course, when we tell one lie, we often have to tell another to cover up the first one. The old chorus with which we ended the story is one we sang way back in the dark ages when I was a kid. Oh, be careful, little tongue, what you say. Well, time's up for today's visit. Don't forget to visit our award-winning website when you get a chance, cbhministries.org. Stories to read and listen to, games to play, and more, cbhministries.org. Storytime is a listener-supported production of CBH Ministries because God loves kids. Goodbye now. Thanks for listening.